I wonder what kind of job is what the gospel today was describing. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry. I wish priests are like that. Isn't it? I mean, all of you, all of us wish to just, you know, eat, drink, and be merry, and rest for all the day, and see all the movies in Netflix. One thing that Christ is giving us, His word, a provoking word. Last week, He told us to ask Him whatever. And now the servant just asked Him questions like, let my brother, you know, share his inheritance with me. And Christ told him, why me? Am I your judge? Am I your arbitrator? Now, we need to listen to Christ. It's not that He doesn't want to arbitrate or judge, but it's just bringing us to mind what is really important. The treasure on earth or the treasures in heaven? I remember when I was a youth minister at St. Marie Goretti, and then we had this backpack project or fundraising. I asked one kid, and I said, why are you giving this toy to the needy? And he said, well, one thing, that's what my parents told me, to share what I have. To share what I have. And also, I want to share with someone the joy that I'm getting from this toy. I said, but how about you? Oh, I have so many, but I just want to share this to them. This is one treasure of heaven that we all need to do here on earth, while on earth. It is not that the treasure on earth is not important. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying. Of course, we need some financial support to live, to eat, to drink, and sometimes to go somewhere else to rest. But the point here that Christ giving us is that as much as we store up treasure on earth, we should also store up treasure in heaven. Because sometimes we thought money can buy everything. Money can buy toys, money can buy houses, money can buy cars. Yes. And money can buy drinks, money can buy food. And that's important. It's really important. But is that the only way, or is that the only way to make us all happy? And money cannot buy everything. Money cannot buy true love. That you go to the store and find the perfect partner for you. Money can buy a family. You cannot go to Target or Walmart to choose your father, your mother, your children. And money can buy life. It may prolong time to live. Money can also end life. But money cannot extend life eternally. Only the treasures, only if we store up treasures of heaven, then we could possibly buy eternal life through Him. Through Him who gave His life for us, to have eternal life. Eternal life. My brothers and sisters, this is the message of the gospel today. It is important for us to have financial here on earth, to live. But again, that's not only our purpose. This richness that we have today, we should also share it with our brothers and sisters. And now it's also the time to give or to teach our children about sharing and about storing treasures for heaven. Because in this life, this is just temporarily. All that we bought in our house, you cannot bring it to our grave. But all those good things that we did in this life, that will be a much appreciated treasure by God. And so keep in mind, my brothers and sisters, that yes, treasures on earth and treasures in heaven are both important. But most of all, the store up treasures for heaven.